The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. If you want news, all right, here's some news. Breaking Bad, I think collectively, one of our favorite shows over the past few years. They are working on a sequel, okay? You know that. But what we didn't know is Bryan Cranston had given us a little bit of a hint that Walter White may actually still be alive. Now, remember the 2013 finale? And for those of you guys that still haven't seen Breaking Bad, I'm not ruining this for you because it's been all over the news. Technically, Walter White died. Right? He was the high school teacher that was diagnosed with lung cancer. He didn't want to put his family into financial ruin. Obamacare was coming around the bend at the time. This was back in 2009. So he's like, you know what? I'll go. Okay, I understand the script didn't talk about Obamacare, but it was implied that there was an issue with Obamacare. It was implied. Anyway, so he had to turn to making meth. He found Jesse Pinkman. Jesse Pinkman was a high schooler who did meth, knew how to make meth. Walter White was a high school chemistry teacher. So he used Jesse's connections and Jesse's marketing skills. And being the entrepreneur that he is, he tried to find some initial investors. He was the one that worked on supply and production and distribution. Honestly, for anybody needing to take a lesson on business and how to manage a business, and make a product and finalize a product and market a product and distribute the product, etc., and then maybe, you know, give coupons on the product and then dye the product blue. It was very, very fascinating. And a lot of the science and a lot of the chemistry was pretty damn accurate. And so when I watch a show, you know, I don't like to watch it just for entertainment value. I like to also learn something. So it was very, very interesting. You know, you learn how to make meth. I don't know if you learn how to make meth to its fullest. I don't think they were allowed to tell you exactly how to make meth. But anyway, after I don't know how many seasons and him almost dying multiple times, he finally allows himself to get shot. And you see him lying there, and then you see him pass out, which you assume is an expiration. But now he said, Bryan Cranston said, hey, this was in an interview with CNN. He said, hey, you never saw bags zip up or anything. And Bryan Cranston replied, never say never. Now, for a lot of us, we're like, well, wait a second. Okay, we like the lawyer guy, Bob Odenkirk. He's pretty good. So if there is a sequel, and it's smart to do. I mean, look at what 24 did. 24 was supposed to have a movie, remember? And they didn't know how to make a 24 movie because you really couldn't call the 24 movie 2. You know, 'cause 2 hours for 24 or 2 hours and 15 minutes. So what did they do? They just brought it back. I don't think this particular 24 is as good as the other ones, but it's pretty damn good. So I think it would be brilliant. Sometimes with these series, you have to let it go, and then you have to come back. You got to be very careful with reunions, like the Brady Bunch reunion or a Seinfeld reunion. I don't think works. Gilligan's Island reunion, that kind of stuff. Nah, yeah, people watch it, but a lot of people shut it off. But something like Breaking Bad, you know, where we find out he actually lived, you know, wow. Well, you got to be very, very careful. Those sequels usually don't do as well as the original. Look at Jaws, for example. Although Rocky III was really good. I loved Rocky III and the Rocky movie. What movies was the sequel pretty damn good? Hunger Games sequel was pretty good. Catching Fire, I like that. The Spider-Man 2 sequel, no. I really wasn't big on that. Oh, The Lord of the Rings. The third Lord of the Rings movie was good, but here's the thing. You cannot, with all the Lord of the Rings and the Hobbit movies and all that, remember, they made them all at the same time. So they're not really sequels. It's just they're taking a 9-hour movie and dividing it into three 3-hour movies. So you really can't count that. Should the Dr. Dahlia Show make a movie? If we did have a movie called the Dr. Dahlia Show, I think it would probably have to do with a lot of food. It would have to deal with a lot of plastic surgery issues. It would have to probably deal with a lot of gas. I think it would be good. No, it would not be a comedy. It would probably be more of like a horror flick. All right, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So what are we going to talk about? Well, we're going to talk about cat lovers. Are cat lovers smarter than dog owners? Apparently, a study says if you are a cat lover, you are smarter than a dog owner. Now, I own cats and dogs, so I really don't know where that puts me. We're going to talk about how sleeping with too much light in the room makes you fat. We're going to talk about pistachios. Pistachios could help us avoid diabetes, okay? And we're going to talk about how a lot of low-fat foods contain more sugar than we think. But first I want to talk about these two national spelling bee winners. This is pretty cool. And for those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Siriam Hathwar and Ansun Suho used up the entire list of words that the spelling bee had, so they had to just say both of them won. That's some crazy stuff. They held up the trophy together. Nobody elbowed each other, etc. Both were champions, and nobody has ever seen this in a spelling bee. If you guys think spelling bees are boring and geeky, no. Imagine two winners. I mean, that's, like, exciting. Let me see. When Sriram misspelled a word, Ansun did also. The spellings, I guess they spell thymelacy, Ancania, Scandhas, Sidrukiola, and Holaschik. I don't know how these guys knew those words. They were 14, they're 14 years old and 13 year old, one from Painted Post, New York, the other from Fort Worth, Texas. They each won $30,000 in cash as co-winners of the 87th Scripps National Spelling Bee. This has been going on, for obviously 87 years, but they said in 1962 it ended in a tie. Whew, I think it was down to like three spellers. You know, when it comes to spelling, luckily we have spell check because I can't spell, but spelling is going to be a lost art. So good for these kids. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
The Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Shane and Kyle who are working the dials this morning. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. You can also email us at drdahlia.com. Our website also has a link for you to help kids fighting blood cancer. There's a little spot there where you can click and donate. Anything you can help to raise money for kids fighting blood cancer would be, oh my gosh, a blessing. These kids can use that money to pay for their medical bills, as well as the money also goes to research for adult and childhood leukemia and lymphoma blood cancers. So please, whatever you could do to help would be so greatly appreciated. Go to drdahlia.com, drdahlia.com. Fian writes, Dahlia, I notice many children of Indian descent win scholastic competitions? Are Indians smarter than the rest of us, biologically speaking? What about Jews? Why are there so many doctors and lawyers? Oh, my gosh. Oh, okay. How do we talk about this without getting ourselves into trouble? Okay. Yeah, a lot of children of Indian descent win scholastic competitions. When that first statement he has, and we were talking about the two spelling bee winners. Here's the thing. Okay, whenever, and I've been asked this before, this isn't the first time I've asked this, you know, is there something genetically going on? You know, are Indians better spellers? Are they better in math? Is there something genetically? I mean, there's a way to talk about this without, you know, putting your foot in your mouth, you know, and I get what he's saying. And I get asked that all the time. Why are there so many Jewish doctors and Jewish lawyers? See, I don't see that many Jewish lawyers or Jewish doctors. I don't see it. There were only two Jewish kids in my medical school class. And when I grew up and went to school, I went to 12 different schools. I was usually the only Jewish kid in the whole entire class. So, and a lot of the kids in my class, you know, did go off and do a variety of different jobs. And many people went off to medicine or law or business or communications so I don't understand that stereotype that there's a lot of Jews in medicine or Jewish lawyers. Now, I understand there's a lot of jokes that could be preceded by that. Oh, you know, there's a Jewish lawyer or whatever. I like the joke that starts out, you got a rabbi, a gynecologist, and a priest in a bathtub. I understand there's it's sometimes very, very easy to, I guess, you know, say the two concomitantly. But I don't know if anybody's actually done a study. They've actually counted, you know, in the phone book or yellow pages. But I really don't know many other Jewish doctors. So I think there is absolutely nothing genetic about Jews being a doctor or a lawyer. And by the way, you know, a lot of us doctors make very little money. Okay, and so, I mean, I made more money waiting tables. So why aren't people asking, why aren't there more Jewish waiters or Jewish, it's stupid. Okay, there's Jews all over the place. Some people don't even tell you they're Jewish. Okay, but there's Jews all over the place. There's non-Jews all over the place. To me, that doesn't make sense. Now, what about intelligence? Okay, like the question about Indian descent with scholastic competitions. Have there been studies looking at intelligence of races? There has been, and not really publicized. But here's my problem with any of those studies. What are they using as a barometer for intelligence? Okay, I've told you guys this many times. In my family, I was the one that got the best grades. My grades were always tippity-top. There was me, my older sister, my younger brother, and then 15 and a half years later, my next younger brother came. And I had the highest grades probably of all of them combined. My youngest brother was really, really good with grades, etc. Okay? But they all were smarter than me. I was the dumbest of the kids. Okay? I could do math. I could do calculus. I was really good at reading a book and getting an A on my book report. But to me, I was dumber than my other siblings because they had a lot of the street smarts. Now, we were all Jewish. Well, one of my siblings had a different father, but, you know, we were all... And so you see how ethnicity means nothing? All right? And then what are we using as a barometer for intelligence? Okay? You know, now, do some ethnicities, could they possibly be studied for certain qualities that they may have? I guess they could if there are certain genetic tendencies to be able to do certain things. You know, I mean, if Jewish people from, you know, where you could date their heritage back to Abraham, which I think it's still very difficult to do. I mean, we have the Bible, and then after the Bible, you know, I don't know how everybody could figure out, you know, who they came from after that, until more recent records. So, I mean, I could tell, well, yeah, you know, there are ethnicities, there are bloodlines, etc. And so I suppose there could be certain genes, but I don't see where somebody could say one race is more intelligent than another. Let's say somebody could say, well, yeah, we're more witty. Well, does that mean you're intelligent? I think there is intelligence all across the board, and there's different types of intelligence that may be accented. okay? You know, like, for example, I think being able to construct a house or win a football game or argue a case in court or operate something robotically, I think all of those tasks need X amount of intelligence. All right, and some people are more intelligent at other things than not. So I don't want people to just say, well, you know, just because you have people that can, you know, ace their spelling bee or they can do well on their SAT, etc., you look at their ethnicity, that to me doesn't mean anything. You know, if somebody is able to survive revolution after revolution in their country and they are still alive and able to have progeny, all right, and they have been able to dodge death multiple times as it's coming their way, to me, that person or group, I would probably just say person, is probably more intelligent than any of us. Because to me, the barometer of intelligence is being able to survive. Okay? It doesn't matter in life, in the scheme of things, if I got a 1450 on my SAT or not. It doesn't matter if you win a spelling bee. All right. In life and evolution, what matters? What matters is you being able to live long enough to make progeny and that progeny being healthy to live enough. So to me, base that on intelligence. Now, which groups have been able to outlive long enough? Well, you know, I mean, you know, in biblical times, you had the Philistines go to waste, the Hittites, the Amalekites. Maybe they did something wrong. Maybe, who knows, maybe they weren't that intelligent. I don't know. You know, wasn't there supposed to be a sect of, it was supposed to be a religious sect a long time ago that wouldn't have sex, that having sex was bad. So they couldn't procreate, and then they ended up dying off. I don't remember which one that was. So would that be the most evolutionary strategic? No. So do you have good spellers, right, in Jewish ethnicity? I don't know. I don't think it matters. Okay, I don't know if Jews ever win spelling bees. Now, what about sports? I get asked that all the time. Dahlia, okay, how come you don't see more Jews in sports? That could be an ethnicity thing. Now, you do have Jewish athletes out there. You do. Stop it. You do. There are Jewish athletes. There are. All right? You know, do we comprise the bulk of an athletic team? No. No, we don't. Okay? But, you know, where that could be genetically is maybe if we have a less athletic build and we have progeny that have less athletic capability. You see, to me, I don't really think that's true either because I have a son that could do any sport he's ever done, he's amazing in. I mean, I have cousins. They're very, very good in sports. Well, somebody could say, well, maybe it's because in certain ethnicities you concentrate on certain things. Some of you may concentrate on sports. Some of you may concentrate on books. Some of you may concentrate. Now, historically, you would hear that many Jewish families would be, you know, okay, you got to go to school. You got to go to school. It's all about education. You have to go to school. Yeah, but that's not a genetic thing. That's an environmental thing. Okay, you know, people that may put education first, many of these kids may do better on spelling bees, may do better on their mathematics tests, etc. Does that mean they're more intelligent? Absolutely not. All right? I mean, I have never, I couldn't even fathom how a television works. I don't know how a television works, yet I could do calculus. So it's interesting, but I don't think any of these studies that I've seen out there have been really well merited because I think intelligence like IQ, we don't really take IQ tests anymore. They're antiquated. It doesn't make sense. I'm just not a fan of that. I think everybody has intelligence in their own ways, and to me, the people with the best survival instincts to me are the smartest. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, when we come back, whew, pistachios preventing diabetes. I gotta tell you, this show is just too exciting. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Springtime is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, so I don't like a lot of nuts. I really can't stand a lot of nuts. If I had a chocolate bar, I want it just silky smooth chocolate. I don't want anything in there interrupting the chocolate, nothing my teeth need to chew. I just want to sink my teeth into melty, yummy chocolate. So I'm not a big nut eater. Well, studies come out saying pistachios could help you avoid diabetes because the healthy fats could be beneficial for those of us on the quote-unquote brink of the condition. Pistachios, I guess, have, quote unquote, these healthy fats. And these healthy omegas, those, these healthy, unsaturated fats, antioxidants, carotenoids that these pistachios are supposed to have, they think help the body metabolize your sugar easier. Researcher Monica Bulow of the Rovira I. Virgil University in Spain says they think it's the antioxidants, the carotenoids, unsaturated fats that make it easier for the body to deal with sugar. Other benefits included also decreasing bad cholesterol, decreasing LDL. Now, remember, nuts are high in fat, but it's supposed to be the healthy fat. Now, I don't think I've ever just eaten pistachios. Are they good? I don't know. I think you have to eat 60 nuts a day. In the Spanish study, 54 people with borderline diabetes, or if I did this, okay? So 54 personas con diabetes, más o menos diabetes, ate a diet for 8 months. All right, a Mediterranean diet. So, comieron una dieta de Mediterranean para 8 meses. They ate the same amount of calories all the way through, but for half the time, they also ate 57 grams of pistachios, or around 60 of the nuts. Okay, so un mitad de día comió pistachios. 60 un día, por día. There, have a bat. See, I'm working on my Spanish, see? Okay, the weight did not change, but blood tests clearly show that eating pistachios did make a difference. Sugar fell, the hormone insulin in the blood fell, which was a sign that the body was finding it easier to process the sugar in food. When you walk around with high insulin, it shows that your body is prepping for the high sugar. It's kind of freaking out about it. And so when the sugar is low, the insulin is kind of normal, low, or not low, low, but down to normal range, we realize that your body is not anticipating a high sugar load. They said they think that if you are about to become diabetic, eating these pistachios will prevent the diabetes. All right? The doctor advises that people snack on nuts to improve their general health in general. Remember, we talked about Brazilian nuts, and we talked about walnuts, etc. The only nuts I maybe tolerate are those very sugary, are they called the Boston baked beans, where they're kind of sugaried peanuts and candy shelled with the little droplets of sugar. Those I like a lot. I think they're peanuts, right? Yeah. Those I could eat. Okay. Now, what exactly is pre-diabetes? Well, when I was in medical school, they said there was no such thing. There was no such thing as pre-diabetes. We're faking it. We're just trying to make money. No, I think there is pre-diabetes. Pre-diabetes to me is very, very real. It's where your sugar has been, usually we want your sugar under 100, but some of you guys are flirting around with a 101, 110, maybe 115. But what really gets me is your triglycerides are over 200. And when I start to see the triglycerides, which should be under 150, and the triglycerides are the fats in your blood, when I start to see that, I'm like, okay, hold the phone. I think you're turning diabetic, because if you don't metabolize your sugar well, you're not going to metabolize the fats and then later your cholesterol. So when I start to see high triglycerides, some of you, very spooky, will have normal cholesterol, sometimes low cholesterol, but you'll have high triglycerides. You guys are the ones where I'm like, whoa, hold the phone. We need to anticipate, diabetes coming around the bend. And so, you know, why not look eating nuts? You know, I don't think it can hurt, especially pistachios. Why am I really blanking? It's pistachio. There's like ice cream, right? Is there pistachio ice cream? Maybe I'll try that one day. I don't know. I don't think I could just go straight to a pistachio nut. I think I have to ease into it with it being covered in sugar. So I'll probably try some sort of pistachio, something. All right. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. I didn't really understand this email. One of you was asking about a selfie, and because of my experience in the media, what's the best way to take a picture to look slim? And, you know, you always see people taking selfies in the bathroom mirror. I did that once where I took a selfie in the bathroom mirror because I really liked my outfit. And I'm like, damn, this actually looks really good. So I decided to take a selfie. It's interesting, this whole selfie concept. Okay, I would never in the past take a picture of myself and let everybody see it. Because to me, it's like, oh, look at me. Oh, I'm stuck on myself. Oh, look at me. I'm so whatever. No, that to me, that was just the type of behavior you wouldn't do in the 70s and 80s. But now it's commonplace. And in fact, it's actually very helpful. Okay? You're trying to market something, or you're trying to let people know where you are, etc. Or you, like sometimes I'll get my nails done, and to help the nail place out, I'll put a picture of my nails there, you know, so it's very promotional. Now, unfortunately, I think Facebook and Twitter and them, it's starting to get overly promotional. It's starting to get too much where it's just, you know, you're just kind of looking through a penny saver where it's ad after ad after ad. But, you know, my husband kind of discovered that if he takes a picture of me at a higher angle, then you don't get the chin. You don't get the double chin. So, an angle, actually, one of the my photographer that did my headshot, Linda Q Photography, she stood on a little step stool and took the picture of me, and my chin looked really good. I really like my chin. So sometimes a picture from above, the only problem is when you take a picture from above, your chest looks bigger and wider. For some of you with small chests, that could be great, but for some of us worried that we could look fat, sometimes a picture from above makes you look fat, and you almost need the picture straight on. Some of you look good at an angle, some of you don't. For a lot of us, we don't. There was a study out saying that a lot of stars will purposely take pictures with their left side because their left side looks better than their right. That's interesting. So to me, I don't like either side. I don't, you know, but I noticed I was on TV yesterday. I was on Ward Las Vegas. And, you know, I could kind of see myself out of the corner of the eye when I was talking to Monica Jackson. And I always tried to look at the camera, because I think I look better when I look at the camera. I do not like the way I look on the side. So that's an issue too. So, but yeah, you know, I mean, you know what? Do the selfie. If you think you look good, you feel good, etc. But here's the thing. If you do the selfie, see, sometimes what I do is I make light of it. So if I want to show off my nails or something, I'll have some ridiculous picture. Like, I'll have a paperclip, and then you'll see the nails and stuff. You know what I mean? So I'm like, oh, you know, this is a good looking paperclip. Like, yeah, right. Okay. But, you know, let's say you want to show off, you know, that you've lost weight and you could fit into a suit, etc. How I would probably do that, although I haven't done that yet because I haven't lost weight, is I would probably say, look, guys, you know, I don't want to brag or anything, but I am so proud of myself and, oh, my gosh, look at this. But I got to tell you something. One of the reasons why I like to post pictures on Facebook is because of the memory. I'm having a lot of trouble with my email. And if I put a picture on Facebook, It sticks there. So far, all my pictures I've ever put on Facebook are there. And I'm pretty happy about that. So I've been now putting pictures. In fact, I did that once. I go, sorry, guys, I don't know how to save this picture because I can't. It won't email to myself. So I just Facebooked the picture. And I said, everybody ignore this picture. I'm just trying to, you know, store the picture. And so that's something you could do. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. When we come back, are cat lovers smarter than dog owners? Now, we may think cats are smarter than dogs, although honestly, when I look at my cats and my dogs and what they do with both of them going pee-pee house and poo-poo house, as far as I'm concerned, they're all idiots. But what about us owners? Who is smarter? Those of us that own a cat? Those of us that own a dog? What about those of us that own a goldfish? Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCADALI.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Imagine an acne treatment breakthrough that even Proactiv says is better than Proactiv. Announcing all new Proactiv Plus, the revolutionary new way to clear your skin from the number one name in acne care. Proactiv Plus is our best, most effective solution ever. And when you call 1-800-721-4255 today, you can have it tomorrow. Proactiv Plus is the modern acne miracle that treats your skin beautifully. The plus means more. More precise, targeted medicine for faster, gentler acne prevention. And more skin-loving solutions so your complexion can look bright and beautiful.
I am just so happy with Proactiv Plus. I don't think my skin has ever looked this good.
Call 1-800-721-4255. Be one of the first to try Proactiv Plus. Guaranteed 100% risk-free. You won't see this limited-time offer on TV. It's a radio exclusive. 1-800-721-4255. 1-800-721-4255.
Americans have always been ready to defend, to serve, and to honor those who defended and are defending all of us. So this month, the Freeze-Dry Guy honors and serves Americans with our meat, rice, and potato sale. Our unit includes four number 10 cans of quality Mountain House cooked diced beef, ground beef, diced chicken, white rice, and two cans of FDG dehydrated diced potatoes. 158 servings per case unit. And during the Freeze-Dry Guy's meat, rice, and potato sale, get one case for only $179, two cases for only $355, or get three cases for only $515, and all come with lots of valuable freebies. For details, click freezedryguy.com and hurry. Sale ends soon. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD. Plus, free shipping to the lower 48 states from the Freeze-Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Remember, we have an iPhone app and an Android app. You can download those for free. Listen to The Dr. Dahlia Show anytime you like. We're also on iHeartRadio, GCN Live, Talk Superstation, Boost Radio Network, as well as all the affiliates that we have out there, especially my home affiliate, KDWN. So please check it out. Remember, we are raising money for kids fighting blood cancer. Don't forget to go to my website. Anything you could donate, $5, $10, $25, to help these kids save lives would be so appreciated. Go to my website at drdahlia.com. You got a little fight blood cancer link. Click on that, and you can donate through PayPal or a credit card, whatever you feel safe doing. Also, you can email me your medical questions. We've been going through some of your medical questions that come in on my website at drdahlia.com. Go to my website, hit contact, and you could send your medical question. If you do not want us to use your name, tell us that. If you want us to come up with a fake name, something kind of sexy, we can do that too. If you don't want it read on air, you just want a personal email back, we can do that too. Again, not too personal. Okay? I have medical questions only. All right. So there's a study by Carroll University, Wisconsin, that found that cat owners scored more highly on an intelligence test than dog owners. But cat owners are also more sensitive. Dog lovers tended to be more energetic, outgoing, and rule-abiding. All right, this is being reported by Daily Mail. The researchers reveal that owners of two animals tend to have different personalities. Cat lovers, again, more sensitive. Dog lovers, more energetic. Now, you see, it's interesting. I love both cats and dogs. I am very energetic. I am very rule-abiding. I would definitely be classed under a dog, because I do. I love dogs. I love dogs rubbing their tummy, sticking my face on their nose and going, "Mee!" I love that, you know, but I tend to do a little better with cats because I don't have to deal with the poo-poo and all the slob. You know, one of you had asked me, gosh, it was a while back, how do you know if you're a cat lover? You know, you like cats. Does that make you a cat lover? Well, again, I mean, these definitions, there's no real definition out there. All right, like for me, you know, cats, they're easy. They take care of themselves. They clean themselves. You don't really have to do much. You feed them. If they want love, they'll come up to you for love. When they don't want love, they leave. Whereas dogs are a lot more high maintenance. And you don't mind it when you love the dog, but sometimes you tend to find that cats are easier. But cats are very cold a lot of times. And I have one cat, she's very, very warm, but the only time she's warm is when I'm trying to sleep. The rest of the day, she hides. So I'm like, okay, if you want to rub tummy, we can do rub tummy now. No, she's gone. Yet at night when I'm trying to sleep, like last night, she decided to sleep. She actually was on my neck. And she was sleeping on my shoulder and neck. And then every now and then she would smack me in the face with her paw. Okay, now I don't know if that's love. Maybe she just really wanted to smack me. Maybe she was trying to stop me from snoring. Maybe I had sleep apnea. So she was trying to smack me because I was snoring too loud. I don't know. But, you know, I don't know how you could love a cat more than a dog. Dogs seem to interact with you more. However, my husband thinks I'm more of a cat lover than he is because I have a very easy time with the cats, and the cats seem to come up to me more than they come up to him. Well, the reason they don't come up to my husband is because my husband is one that deals with the dogs, so they associate my husband with the dogs. Yet, is he rule-abiding? No. I'm the one that abides by the rules. Okay? Is he as energetic and outgoing as I am? He is. He's energetic and outgoing, but I'm more so. So, I could poke so many holes into the study. But let's take a look at this, okay? Denise Guastello, psychology professor, had spoken at the Annual Association for Psychological Science meeting in Chicago. And let me see. She says the same thing that trying to see what some of the statistics are. Losing. They looked at 600 students and they took a survey to reveal their personality traits and were asked whether they were cat or dog lovers. 60% identified themselves as dog people, around six times as many as the number of students who said they love cats. Okay, now, there's the problem right there. Nobody likes to admit they're cat lovers. A couple people do, but guys don't do that. In fact, I had a patient the other day, and he was, tired. So I asked him about, you know, his sleep and, you know, sleep apnea, and then I immediately went to pets. I go, do pets sleep in your bed with you? And he paused because you could see he didn't want to admit it. He's like, and, you know, to let it you know, the conversation happened easier. I go, mine do. And my pet, he goes, yeah, my, I have two of them. That they do. They sleep with me. I go, do you have cats or dogs? And he paused again. And so I figured it was cats. And he goes, they're cats. Okay, and I'm like, okay, I'm making this guy feel uncomfortable. He's all embarrassed if he has to admit he's got two cats. So I, you know, rather than try to ease things, I go, okay, what did you name the cats? He's like, oh, man, do I really have to tell you what I named the cats? Yeah, I don't know what the cats' names are. Lucky and something else. But I forget. Okay, so I gave him some crap. I go, those are your cat's names. What? Okay, anyway, so I gave him some crap or whatever. Okay, good. Because I figured he was already red and embarrassed. I could go in for the kill. However, what's the point of all this? Okay, yeah, so he had cats, and he was embarrassed to bring up that he had cats. It's okay. You know, my husband, before I married him, he'll never admit this, but he actually had a little cat, this little Toby, I think he called him Toby, was like this little tabby cat. Now, the reason why I had the cat was probably to get the babes, you know, because I would go over to his apartment because he had the cat. Okay, you know, so that was a way to get me into the apartment. I would leave the apartment, you know, because I was kind of clueless at that time, you know. But luckily, a couple years later, I realized, oh, you got to kind of stay in the apartment to make the relationship go, continue a little bit. But I remember him having a cat. So, you see, guys, if they want to get the babes, they may want to look like they have a cat. Now, sometimes the dogs, it's very, very interesting. So, guys, when they come up with dogs, okay, what type of dogs do the girls like, okay? Yeah, if you're trying to attract somebody, okay, to date you, okay, all right, now, guys, they like a lot of the big dogs, you know, the kind of the big, the hunting dog, like the pointer dog, those, the dogs who are like pointers, oh my gosh, those are I love dogs, all right, you got big ass dogs running around the place, I mean, it's very, you know, they're good looking dogs. The problem is big dogs can sometimes put a woman off. And the reason why is sometimes I'm all dressed up, and then the dogs get their saliva on my skirt or blouse or their big, huge paws, because we have, 150-pound lab, can then dirty up your outfit. So I notice a lot of times I hide from the dog because I don't want to get wet. I don't want to get slobbered on. I don't want to get stained. Now, true, cats ruin your nylons, but that's not as much of an issue of the dog jumping on you. So if you are single and you invite a babe over and that dog is jumping all over on her, if she's in sweats and stuff, she may not care, but if she wants to, like, go out and she's all fancied up, no. So a lot of women are perceived as not being dog lovers. We still love dogs, but we love our outfits and the money we spent on them and don't really want to have to change when it took us 2.5 hours to fit into whatever the hell we wore. You see what I mean? Okay? But a lot of guys figured out, oh, you know what you need? You need a little baby pooch. You need just a little tiny baby, little baby pooch. Some of these little baby poochies are so cute. The guy on Deadliest Catch, the one that was writhing around in pain, Deadliest Catch was on the other day, and he had this cute little puppy dog. I guess my husband, I think, said it was a Yorkie or something like that. I don't know. And, oh, my gosh, it was so cute. Now, even though, you know, guys like big dogs, you know, big dogs, you know, these little tiny baby puppy dogs, what do the girls do? Oh, how cute. And puppy dogs don't slobber or jump on you. So, you know, you may, if you're trying to get the babes, you know, have the cat, the cute little kitty, have the puppy dog, okay, the little one, all right? But then if you don't really care, you know, about attracting the babes, then you can go get your big dog, you get a bunch of your cats. Okay? Now, are cat lovers smarter? I don't know. In this survey, what in the survey they said, yeah, I was smarter? No. All right. Anyway, I'm moving on. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCDALI. 1-877-DOCDALI.
Hang me down.
You better hang me down.
Hang me down. Hang me down. In a little white church.
Hang me down.
Little white church.
Time.
Tired of taking handfuls of vitamin pills? Look and feel super with a great-tasting liquid vitamin and mineral supplement called Passion for Life. This incredible one-ounce daily drink can lead to better stamina and energy due to faster, more complete absorption. Passion for Life contains 135 all-natural whole food ingredients. It's the best-tasting, most powerful product of its kind on the market. Order now by calling 844-TRY-LIFE or find out much more about Passion for Life by visiting 844-TRY-LIFE.com. 844-TRY-LIFE.com.
Gentlemen, in search of a million-dollar smile that'll make them take notice, I mean really get their attention, then get the mud. My Magic Mud. The fluoride-free whitener with no chemicals, additives, GMOs, or bad taste. And safe to swallow. My Magic Mud detoxifies, reduces sensitivity, cleans and strengthens your teeth while it whitens. Comes as a powder for pure whitening power. Start looking good for that special someone. Get the mud now. MyMagicMud.com.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.